Paraverbal communication. Paraverbal communication refers to the messages that we send using our vocal intonation, pitch, volume, emphasis, and pacing of words. Basically, paraverbal communication refers to how we say something, not the exact words we use. If you've ever heard someone tell you, "Well, you sounded sad," or "the way you said that word, it's as if you're implying something," then that person is likely referring to your paraverbal communication. Consider the way the sentence, "I didn't know that you wanted to buy that dress," changes meaning if you change the word emphasized. I didn't know that you wanted to buy that dress. I didn't know that you wanted to buy that dress. I didn't know that you wanted to buy that dress. I didn't know that you wanted to buy that dress. I didn't know that you wanted to buy that dress. I didn't know that you wanted to buy that dress. Depending on the word you choose to emphasize, you can be chastising someone for failing to inform you of wanting to buy a certain dress, or expressing shock that a particular individual likes a particular outfit. Given the many possible variations in volume, intonation, and other vocal elements possible during a conversation, it's not surprising that ineffective use of paraverbal communication can result in miscommunication and conflicts in the workplace. What must be asked from every member of an organization is at least awareness of how one speaks. It's not at all times that we are conscious of our paraverbal communication. When tired or stressed out, you may be speaking in a volume lower than our usual. Hence, the people you talk to may assume that you're disappointed or unenthusiastic. If you're used to being in a position of power, for instance, you're the eldest in the family, you may tend to constantly speak in an authoritative tone. Without awareness, you can't communicate deliberately, that is, intentionally creating the messages that you want to send.